Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Morning Show.
Okay, you want to rehearse it one time before we go on the air?
With award-winning journalist Cheryl Smith.
I'm good, but I'm not that good.
Bringing you informative, enlightening, thought-provoking, inspiring, and entertaining talk radio.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You got to get, come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
I never knew I could be so happy. I never knew.
They gon' wanna hear some horns.
Chime in on Facebook. Get signed in. We have daily updates as well. Hey, you can't miss it. Sister is on it. As they say now, Carol, on and popping. She's been on and popping for a long time. We also have the Garland Journal and the Texas Metro News. You talking about bringing it, news that you can use. Y'all got to stop playing. There's too much going on in this world for us not to be on the square. That's what we should call home. You got to be on the square to get all the news. Well, I'm just so happy to be here with you. We're going to bring Harold in here shortly. But give you some things to think about this morning. We're looking at what's going on at the border. We're having some legal maneuvers going on in Washington when they should have been in Austin. Let's talk about that. I got two Texans on the line this morning. How do you feel that lawmaking is not being done in Austin, but in Washington? I got my view. I want to hear yours as well. Don't forget that, man, this gun violence is killing me. You can't even go and enjoy a baseball game. People shooting outside the National Stadium there in Washington, D.C. Gun laws. Gun laws. Tell them about the gun line, boss. That's what I want to hear this morning. The Delta variant. Numbers are going up. Increased 50% in 30 states. Inquiring minds want to know. You talk about global warming. I tell you, I experienced a lot of seaweed washing up on the beaches throughout the world. And now flooding. Al Gore, where are you when we need you? Cuba. Are we trying to do a political move with Cuba? Is it getting ready for 2024? You tell me, but I'm going to definitely tell you. Texas lawmakers, I said earlier, boy, they doing great Austin things in the District of Columbia. Will they be arrested when they come back? This thing is getting down and dirty. We want to hear what you have to say about it as well. And last and not least, what is going on at the border? What is going on at the border? Inquiring minds want to know. Let's bring in the Prime Minister of Oak Cliff, Texas. Joffe's number one citizen. If you know Dallas, you know what I'm talking about. Oak Cliff, he's been a city councilman for Oak Cliff all his life. He's a PGA participant. That's a professional golfers association. This kid has had his professional card longer than I had my driver's license. None other than world famous Triple H, Harold Horatio Hubbard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning, sir. How are you? You're going to get me in trouble, man.
You're
going to get me in trouble with them people over in Joppy, man. I told you about that.
Well, you told me where it was. You told me how you built the bridge so they wouldn't be trapped over there.
Oh, my goodness. How you doing this morning, sir?
Oh, man, I am doing great. You know, I'm always tired. I'm doing something. It's like I live for everybody but me at times. But it's all good, man. It's all good. But we got a lot to talk about this morning, man. You got the president firing back. He want a little weed. He want love. He thinking about legalizing weed. And isn't it funny how a matter of 7 months, let's make it 9 months from the election, where weed was trying to get, they were trying to allow weed in all 50 states and Puerto Rico. They don't know Puerto Rico already got theirs going. But now the president talking about it and why, and the question is, why does he want to legalize weed? You know, maybe he needs some spokespeople from Jamaica to come up here. I guess I would love to help my friends. We need some international flavor with this marijuana. But it's just amazing how a matter of 9 months, I'm going to say 9 months, a lot of things, you're strongholding the borderline, you're talking about legalizing marijuana. It worked for some, but not all. Young lady from Dallas, smoking a little weed. And I want to talk on that. That wasn't on my agenda. But we're going to talk about that, too. I feel bad for her. But my mom always told me when you turn 18, you're kind of responsible for your own actions at that point.
Yeah.
But you're making a lot of money as an amateur track runner.
Mm.
We may pull some toes a little bit, but you know what? I'm trying to stir you up. I want people to participate in the call. Now, we're talking about weed. Kind of like if you can't beat them, join them type mentality. You know, you talking about dime bag, nickel bag. I used to listen when I was growing up.
Yeah, I hear you.
You hear the conversation in the neighborhood. You know, I was a sheltered child, literally. I had bad friends that would tell me to go in and go home. Something can go down.
Mm.
That's the kid I was. I wanted to see what was going on. But everybody loved my parents. I didn't say everybody loved Raymond. They loved my parents. And they wanted to keep me out here. I'm telling you, you always hear me say this, Harold. I am truly the answer to a mother's prayer. No different than any teenager trying to see what's going on, trying to be a part. But they kept me out of a lot of stuff. Because if they wouldn't have, I don't think I would have been here today. Literally. Mm-hmm. So, again, I'm the answer to mother's prayer. Now, when it comes to this marijuana, people have developed glaucoma.
Mm.
They've developed glaucoma.
Mm-hmm.
Chronic back pain. Chronic body pain. And I'm still trying to figure out this new weed that's out there that you can smell. You have your air conditioner on with your filter in your car. A car next to you roll up and you smell exactly what they smoke.
Mm.
I haven't figured that
out. That's
either
good,
I have a super sensitive nose.
No, that's not good.
Man, I can't figure it out. Can't figure it out whatsoever.
You don't need to figure it out, brother.
Well, I'm trying. I'm trying to understand what the young folks.
They ain't look, all young folks. Don't blame God on the young.
Well, I know some youngsters, they got some gray in their hair, too, smoking that same stuff. Maybe they young at heart. That's what it is. They just young at heart. But now they want to legalize it. If they legalize it, the nickel bag and the dime bag, that independent entrepreneur, things going to go down a little bit.
Mm.
Sales going to be a little low. I said they're cutting out the middleman.
Not if the government get their hands in it.
Well, I know Abbott and them, they want to sales tax it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're going to pay for the wall. That seems to be a top subject. Yeah.
It's going to be steady coming under the wall.
They've been coming under that wall forever. It's a certain part of the border. They have elevators. You go in a house, they drop you down. You go under the border, you come up in a warehouse on the other side with a uniform ready for you, and you're working.
Put you straight to work with a Social Security package and everything, huh? Social Security card, driver's license. Everybody.
Place to stay. Charged with. We'll help you, and when you get on your feet, your job is to help somebody else.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't blame if there are a group of individuals in this country that are working hard. When I was growing up, Harold, no cut out yard other than me. Mr. Lee. I forgot this one guy that used to cut out yard. He's from Itabena, Mississippi. I'll think his name in a minute. Oh, he kept us going because I was a yard man growing up. I can tell you where every corner was. And we ain't have no weed killer if some grass grew in the sidewalk. Guess what we had?
The tweezers.
No, we had Andrew, little Andrew. And I'm not talking about my son. Little Andrew was a weed killer.
Yeah.
Picking it. And we had I got to clean it up. It's Sunday morning. We had a utensil with a long handle that you have to get in there and you can dig with it, plant with it, and definitely get that grass out the sidewalk.
There's some in this house. There's some in this house.
Boy, don't get me going. It's one of those days.
It's like the Andrew, it's like that little boy that was riding in the back seat of the car with his mama.
Uh-huh.
He asked his mama if he was going to fix that house. And she said, what house? He said, you know, the ones with the holes in it. H-O-L-E-S.
I got you. It's Sunday morning, boy. We got to kill it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, but it's all good. We're just having a good time with it. But, you know, folks, we're talking about how the demographics have changed. I bet you can get a lot of 17-year-old boys right now can't even start a lawnmower.
Nah.
Look, I'm getting real country. We've got two sedentics. To get things accomplished in our own area. You know, teach the kids responsibility, y'all. It ain't going to kill them. It didn't kill us. And you tell we get old, start talking like that, it ain't do nothing to it, just made us stronger. We can't pay everybody. You don't know what they're putting in your grass these days. You got to experience that responsibility. My responsibility, I had to cut the yard every week. Or I was a yard man. And the highlight of cutting the yard, I got a chance to go down to the park on Sundays. Y'all had the same similar thing at Bachman Lake where everybody hung out. I was in Tampa, it was called Riverfront Park. You could go to the park, but you had to cut the yard. And you had Saturday morning to do it. I tell you, if you didn't do it Saturday morning, I know a lady named Mrs. Wiggum will crack your window open, throw that lawnmower under your window. Now, you just came in, maybe about 4:35, trying to beat them. They know when you come in. They used to hit a little chime. And I told you that famous story about bringing in the newspaper. Worst mistake I ever made in my life. The newspaper was delivered at 5:30. I coming in at 5:30. You know, I lived a rough life, Al. People don't believe that. Walk in. We call it a Florida room. My mom, I used to sneak in there, and we had a light right by the door. She unplugged it, put these little portable TV trays up. Man, I stumbled all over the trays. I got smart. I started putting a flashlight at the door. So we had a booby trap before I even knew what a booby trap was. But it's all about responsibility. It make you appreciate things as an adult. To get out there and cut your yard if you choose to. Good exercise. But it seems like we don't give our kids those responsibilities anymore. It's too hot. It's been hot a long time. Hot, you got to beat the rain in Florida. You don't play 3 o'clock, you can set your watch.
It wasn't going to rain a lot.
Yeah, about an hour. That's a good nap you can get in. And I'm going to make you laugh. When it used to be lightning, thunder and lightning, for us to handle it, my mother used to say, well, that's God taking pictures. Well, you grandparents, you better use this one. God taking pictures. Lay down. Boy, we should smile in the bed, huh, when the thunder and lightning
strike.
I sent my kids there one summer with my parents. When they came back, the first thunderstorm, when I told them to lay down, they in there smiling. I said, I know where you been. So it's funny how things work, but, you know, we own it. We own it.
It works.
Yeah. Welcome to the World According to Drew. I'm Andrew Wickham Live, Studio A, Harold Hubble riding shotgun. Hey, we got some things. We want you to participate with us this morning. We're going to talk about some of the legal maneuvers that our state politicians are doing in Texas, but they're not in the confines of the state of Texas. They're in the District of Columbia. Let's talk about that. Also, we're going to look at some of the shootings. How about gun control? Shootings at a major league park. We thought that was a sanctuary, Harold, where you can go to a ball game, have a good time, and we have yet to get into football. Now, football is a little bit more crazy, should I say, with fans participating, right? We're going to look and see if that Delta variant, I mentioned earlier, 50% increase in 30 states with this Delta variant. Do you have your vaccination? That's the question I'm going to ask the audience, and we want you to participate. Press 1. We get you in. And, you know, it's getting close, Harold. It's July. August and September is football time. We're going to talk about the swag. The swag got a new look. And the new look is wearing orange and green. From a big old town called Tallahassee. And, Harold, you know we're going to shock it. So get ready. We're going to Edabena. Never been to Edabena, but I'm going to Edabena. Pine Bluff, been there, never been to a football game. If it's within 6 hours, we making it, Harold. We're going to make it. So get ready. Again, welcome to the World According to Drew. This is your platform. We want you to participate. All you got to do is press 1. We'll address your questions. We'll try to stay on course, but we want you to participate. We got a research department. If I can't find the answer, should I say if I don't know the answer, we'll find the answer. Press 1. Let's see who's going to be our first brave soul this morning before we get on some of the other things. We want you to participate, and I'm looking too. So let me know. Press 1. We'll get you on. Now, Harold, let's talk about this. You've been in Texas mainly all your life, born and reared. Even though you went off, did some military time. Have you ever heard of anything where, and it makes sense, in most organizations, if you don't have a quorum, which is an established number, if you didn't have a quorum, you couldn't vote. Have you ever been a part of that?
No. Can't say I have.
And quorums are different for every organization. They might say 2/3 of a group. Could be 5, however they want to establish. One over the majority. But the House Democrats and the state legislation, went on Washington, D.C. to try to get some federal input and federal results as it relates to the voting situation. Governor Abbott is trying to dictate where they have voter suppression, reduce what's going on in Harris County. And his line has always been, we're trying to take the dead people off the road. Okay. Take the dead
people
off
that.
The road. You know, you're a slicker. And it's hard for a slicker to slick another slicker. Somebody, they want to take dead people off the road. No, they don't want you voting. They feel you're just dropping. I'm sure if the Democrats dropping, some of the Republicans dropping too. Extra votes. But this particular election in November just didn't go the way they thought it would.
No.
Georgia, Texas. I know Florida's going to be different. Remember when LeBron James was going to pay all that money for the felons, to be able to vote when they were reinstated in Florida? They said they had to pay a poll tax. We haven't had a poll tax in over 50 years. I always say, as much as we go forward, we're going backwards in time. You can't get out of line to use the bathroom. If somebody brings you some food in line, they go to jail. You go to jail. Now, the lines are long, so people trying to get in before the lines get too long, they don't want to be out that long.
Yeah.
So Georgia decides that you can't use the bathroom, basically, taking all your rights and privileges while you're in line. If you work in the hospital, have some inkling of what goes on in the hospital, you're going to have to tie a Foley catheter on your leg. So you use the bathroom while you're in line. If it wasn't Sunday, I would say, what kind of stuff is this?
You got to get you some Depend.
You got to get these people out. And I apologize for using got. But sometimes you got to cut it where it needs to be cut. You got to get them out. Why are we going backwards? I told you that hand is moving backwards in time. And it's a shame. It is a shame of what we're experiencing in 2021. Now they fight over COVID stuff. The numbers. Immigration. You name it, they doing it. I thought we were the United States of America. Yeah, we're united and fighting each other. I'm telling you, we so busy fighting each other that other nationalities are about to take over our country. Because they unite. I tell you and I'm just making an observation. When I come home, Harold, some days, you can't even get down the street.
I
had to pull the mirrors in on the side of my truck.
Because
you have all these trailers. In one block, you got 6 to 7 different people cutting the yard.
Yep.
There was a time we used to cut the yard. We too good for that now. We used to be the cooks at all the restaurants, hotels. We've gotten too good for that. You shall have a little side restaurant. All we have now is Marvin Lane. What's my chicken place in Rudy's, Wingfield, Big Daddy's. And we go to Big Daddy's over in South Dallas, and you know it's an Asian company that runs that. You couldn't tell.
I believe it.
And we talk about how things are changing in our neighborhood, where they can come and reroute, Harold, the highway in South Dallas because they didn't want to come up Dead Man's Curve to 175. They rerouted that thing. You come up 175 and hit 45. They won't let you go north. I mean, they won't let you go south, but you can get on it north so you don't have to hit Dead Man's Curve.
Mm-hmm.
Not many over here. And well, anytime you call something a Dead Man's Curve, that should have been something that you picked.
Yeah.
How many people have hit that wall, Harold? Plenty. Plenty of them. And now we just fixing it. Because Miss Susie got lost and went off Lamar. Pine. Malcolm X. Martin Luther King.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a problem till somebody complained. And now they've taken SM Wright, the whole, let me repeat it, the whole expressway, named after one of the pastors in Dallas, SM Wright Freeway. There's only one little part to get you to Martin Luther King. After that, by the time you get to Pine, you're running out of time and real estate because it's over.
Mm-hmm.
And we have not complained. Where are the Al Lipscombs of the world? It's Pine Ragsdale. Can't find them. There's a change about to come over in South Dallas. There is a change. Two brand new fire stations. I talk about that all the time. That's the first clue that South Dallas is going to go, it's going to change. Two fire stations less than a mile away. 2 miles at the most. And you can't tell me one fire station can't cover a mile radius. And
no,
don't forget, Harold, don't forget, they actually got 3 fire stations. The one on Old Hatcher. Right there, bare one of the streets back up in there. There's a fire station back there. I live in another part of Dallas. We got one fire station. One. And they got 3. We're all within a mile of each other. They got some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think South Dallas is going to face this.
They got to be able to service those high-rise apartments they about to build.
Thank you. And we have not had anybody from that area to stand up and shout. You think they paid to let all this happen?
I don't know.
Say nothing. You go down Pennsylvania and see the changes. The only place they haven't disrupted is over there on Park Row. And what's that, South Boulevard? Them two big streets over there?
Mm-hmm.
And y'all know I'm from Florida, but I got it done. I've been in Dallas long enough. I got to figure it out. And it's just not happening in Dallas. It's happening in New Orleans, Miami, Tampa. Because we moving out and they moving in. When they moved out of South Dallas and Oak Cliff. And Harold, I'm going to tell you the trend. And you know the trend. We moving down 35. We leave Oak Cliff and we go to Lancaster, one of them, DeSoto, Cedar Hill, Duncanville. So they move out to Waxahachie. Then we move to Waxahachie. They go to Red Oak. We move to Red Oak. We're all in LSU now. And guess what? They're coming back with these high-rise apartments. $2,000 and $3,000 a month on apartments. Not only are they coming back in the city, they're changing the voting patterns as well. So is it safe to say, I don't know, we have a black mayor right now. How long would that happen again, or when will it happen again? We had a black police chief. They've already changed. And remind me here, I got more to say about this police thing right in a minute.
Okay.
We got a black district attorney, a black sheriff, a black city manager, all in Dallas, Texas. And they say Atlanta is a chocolate city. Nah, my brother, my sister. It was all right here in Dallas, Texas. The top officials in Dallas was all black. The only change, they brought a Latino in to be the chief after they ran the sister off. She got paid. She stayed long enough to get paid. Got the city retirement. Excuse me. All of that. And the same thing is going in every city. And we're missing the boat. Things are changing. We get a little extra money in our pocket, we can go up to Prosper. We can go to Killarney in Tallahassee. We can go to Buckhead in Atlanta. We can go to Cypress, Katy in Houston. We can make things happen. But you got to see what's really going on, folks. A lot is going on around us. Too much. And we're taking it sitting down. You got to get mad about something. If you got school-age kids, they don't even care if they wear a mask. And you see all these variances. All these variances of COVID. Kids don't wear masks. Now it's affecting the ones up to 12, even younger. What about the teachers? What about the teachers with the kids coming in with COVID?
They don't care about them. Man.
What was that, Harold?
They don't care.
And you know what really is killing my heart? I grew up with public education. I think they did pretty good. I was fortunate in the early years when they stopped integration, doing integration when they took us out of our own schools. If it wasn't for the Rogers, Miss Rogers, Mr. Allen, Harvard Brooks, all the people that taught at the all-black school. They made sure
right. We
had all the tools that we needed. In your case, Miss Bedford, when they didn't have a choice and they put them in the school system here in Dallas, they made sure our kids had what they needed. Took
right. Time
to take them on field trips, see other parts of the city. But now, with the advent of charter schools, private money, oh yeah, they got all the technology. They get in here, Harold. They take the best of what the public schools have, and the kids don't work out, guess what? They kick them out. Guess who got to get them? All the independent school districts. And guess who get the money? Wherever they are by October. November, you start seeing a lot of transfers. November, January. But they've already got the money from the state.
Mm.
Something is wrong, folks. And we just sitting back enjoying our finer things in life. Well, we can't even fight for the next generation. It's sad. You know, the kids are going to school. And it's been going on a while. Don't think I'm on my soapbox this morning about it. But it's been going on for a while. Let me just tell you a very short story. Gentleman in the NFL had a great career, got a degree on his way to the NFL. Was found in an elementary school trying to learn how to read.
Mm.
Let me back that up. An NFL player, great career, Super Bowl winner.
Can't
got a degree. Say it again.
So you can't make this stuff up?
Nope. Got a degree. I'm going to start calling out some folks. Got a degree from Oklahoma State University. Found him sneaking in an elementary school in Houston trying to learn how to read. But he got a degree. They promised him and his mama that he was going to get a degree when he went to college.
You got it.
He got it.
Fine.
They kept mama happy, but couldn't even read. He don't know what they put in this contract. Isn't that sad? Isn't that sad?
It is.
And they see you coming out of elementary school. And it's just not
but
next to family.
But we passed all the kids along. They pass them along, Andrew, all through middle school, college.
Yeah.
And
just to get
they throw them out.
There's a nice technical term for that now. It's called social promotion.
Yeah. And all of us had somebody in high school that had a full beard, I'm sure, back in the day.
I'm sure. Full beard in the seventh grade.
You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to call no names because some of my classmates might be listening, but we know who he was.
But you passing him or her through the system. You affecting that person who's getting the passing. What have they learned? And we all learn at different levels. If you recognize overachiever, then reward that. I told you the incident with us. When we integrated when I was, I guess, third grade, I don't know what grade, by third grade, we go to another school, and all the black kids in below average. They don't know if we can read, write, jump, hop, or skip. All the blacks in one, in the below average classes.
Man. They robbed that.
And parents who care. They say we didn't even read books. I'll never forget it. Trade Winds. Crossroads. Now, mind you, we're going to the fourth grade. Trade Winds was the fourth grade book. And Crossroads was the fifth grade book. Did you hear what I said? I was going to the fourth grade. Told us if we couldn't test well in those two grades, and we hadn't even gotten there yet. Told us we had 2 weeks. You talking about a community came together. It was four of us that we had to read a whole textbook that kids took in 1 year. We had to read 2 yearbooks, so to speak, and be tested on them. And we got through it. So when it was time for the kids to read in the fourth grade for the book that we already tested off. Now, mind you, we tested before we even got into class. They didn't know what to do with us because we had comprehension. We were able to remember everything. And they made us take notes because the whole neighborhood was appalled over the idea. How you gonna test the kids on stuff before you even give it to your kids? And that was in Hillsborough County, in Tampa. Can you imagine other counties in Florida? Other counties in the Southeast?
Yeah.
But we're constantly proving ourselves. Everywhere we go, professionally now, and even in the sporting world, in basketball, they can't beat the brother, so they go to Germany, they go over to Italy, Spain. If you know sports, you know where I'm going with it. Now, Germany. Dirk Nowitzki, for the local folks. He had a great game. I can't take his game away from him. He couldn't run with the brothers, but he sure could shoot with them. And then the young boy now. I can't say his name. You know his name, Aaron? What's the little young cat? From overseas, played for the Mavericks, 77. Yuka, I don't know his name.
Mad Al Djokovic or something.
Boy, you something else. Yuka Doncic. Something like that, Yuka Doncic.
Can't
speak English, but he can shoot that ball. And I always laugh at the Mavericks, if you know sports. The Mavericks have become the new Boston Celtics. There are more brothers on the Boston Celtics than the Mavericks. But that's how we've been. That's the road we've been going down, which is very unfortunate for this country. Not so much in Dallas. It's throughout the whole country. Of finding equalizers. We've been to bad meaning good. We've been concerning the other side of the ledger for many years. When they let it slip, Jimmy the Greek, you take the biggest black woman on this side, put them with the biggest bull on this side, and you breed them. Remember that? He had to eat crow on that. Jimmy the Greek. Or when the Boston Redskins were winning. And they were doing high fives and jumping. And the guy first thing said, look at the little monkey.
Ain't that something?
They still saying it now. They can't stand LeBron. They looking to bring LeBron down. And the boy has been stellar. 18 years old in the pros. 19. Made his money. Took care of the people he grew up with. Sent them to school. And told them that once they finished school, he had a job for them. Now he's a multimillionaire. Probably a multi-billionaire with his enterprise.
Yeah. He got a long money.
And now they're going to see what how he's going to be on the big screen doing Space Jam 2.
Y'all big ballers right now on that HBO Max.
Yeah. They can say what they want to say about the young man, but he ain't no fool.
Right.
And he got people he can trust. So he know if he left a dollar on the table, when he got back, it might be four on the table. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes you can leave a dollar on the table and come back and go.
Yeah.
But he got some guys he know will ride and die for. And they're doing great things. And that's a lesson we all need to learn. Get with the right people.
If he leave a dollar on the table, I'm gonna be lesson for me.
Yeah. Well, we can leave it on the table, walk away, and know when we come back that it's still there on the table.
Yeah.
It's a lot. We got a caller in all the way from Louisiana. Welcome to the World Quarter, Drew. What's going on in your world this morning?
Hey, God bless you, good brothers. How y'all doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I was blessed to fellowship with you. I was calling about the whole educational thing, and you may have mentioned it last week in terms of the young lady, 14-year-old girl, Zalia Avant-Garde, who won the Spelling Bee Championship for the, I guess, for the world, huh?
And, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I was reading an article. They said that something like that. It's more than just sitting down and reading words and learning words and how to spell it. It's like a whole process involved. And of course, there's always been two, I guess, blacks who have won the championship. But they said to get involved in something like that in terms of competitive spelling, it takes quite an effort in terms of financially. Sometimes, if I read the article correctly, if I remembered everything. You may need a spelling coach. There are competitive spelling groups that you have to be involved in. Of course, the time and that's required to go through this with your child, you know, takes hours on end, several hours per day. I think basically she says she goes through about 13,000 words a day. And it sort of explains why there's been so few blacks who won the championship because the financial commitment that it takes to get your child involved is, again, a coach, a group, the number of hours that's required to do that. Many black parents just don't have that kind of time. She was homeschooled, and so she was blessed to do that. So I was glad that she won on one hand. On the other hand, I felt bad there's only been two. After reading that article, it made a lot of sense why there just has been two. A lot of times blacks just don't have the kind of resources in terms of time and money to put into that so that your child can be a champion of the world in terms of spelling.
But you know what? We learn in anything, Eric, it's
yeah.
the commitment that your parents, they may not have the resources. You know, that's one thing, but I said, even if you don't have all the resources, it's the exposure that you can.
Right.
People don't go to the public library anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You do have a lot of computers at home. You can go through a whole bunch of words. I remember there was a time that you had an option to learn Latin. And a lot of these Latin words
exactly.
are what we...
Yeah, they mentioned that too. You got right. That's the whole thing too. You got to learn Latin and all that kind of stuff. That's the part I forgot to mention. Yeah.
So, I've taken Latin. I probably still struggle. If it wasn't for Google or talking it in your phone, I probably didn't spell a lot of things. But those are the things you had to learn. If you wanted to go places or do certain things, You have to take a Latin class. Yeah, I think the great they have done with my kids is to make sure that they learn Spanish, learn a second language.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Mandarin is now probably creeping into number two spot over Spanish, Chinese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And, you know, I figured Spanish would do it a little better here on our ground. But we have to look outside the box as parents, some of us as grandparents coming up, to make sure that these kids have the foundation. But for this young lady, what she's doing, you know, she's actually the second black to win the spelling bee. Look, I'm trying to key little B. Oh, that was TV. I'm sorry.
Yeah. The actor in that movie gave her a shout out.
Keela was a bad girl.
Yeah.
Look, as many times as I've seen Akilah the Bee, I'm still in suspense when she says smelling them words, polka-tune, xylophone, which he tried to lose to the kid, the other kid, he put a Z instead of an X. And so, you know, I think we've all been to 1,000 teachers, that 1,000 words, 1,000 teachers.
Yeah.
But for this lady to do it. Now, you know, there are a lot of Ricky Ricardos after she won this. A lot of people got some explaining to do. They really upset with their kids. How did her beat you? And her name is Zayla. Zayla Avante Grande.
Yeah.
Garden.
Yeah. Right. They
want to know that people some people are upset that she won.
Oh, yeah, you know it. You know it.
Oh, wow. How about that?
You know they upset.
I hope they get more upset in the upcoming years, huh?
And it's two groups. And, you know, they might get upset. Hey, we love you. But every year of late, it's been a kid of Asian descent that have won. Prior to that, there have been kids Anglo descent,
right?
And then the Asian descent took over. Can you imagine if we get another brother or sister winning next year?
Yeah.
This world over.
Those are some of the challenges that we talk about.
Right. Well, those are some of the challenges that we're going to have to contend with to get more blacks winning those championships. It's going to take. But they say what the Indian population do, they have an infrastructure where they fund, they provide financial resources for their community's children to overcome these financial hurdles. So they actually fund organizations to pay for these courses, to pay for the classes and teachers. They actually put money into, I guess the community puts money into a fund, so that their children can take advantage of all these resources to ultimately become a championship. So it's a community group effort for one individual to win this contest.
In the past, the group, the Indian students, they represented everybody. Everybody came in contact, people who may know them, because they're dispersed throughout this country, and they have been killing it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the Asian descendants as well, or Oriental Asian. And for this, you know, we lived it through TV in the movie.
Right.
And here's one, 14 years old. All kind of scholarships. They were trying to throw her up, saying words wrong, probably. Zamprophis. They say Zamprophis. In anything, in Jersey spelling.
Yeah.
But it goes to show, let me put a good spin on it. With commitment and learning the skills to do certain things, there's nothing that can stop us. We've been able to do a lot of things if we did it.
Right.
Remember the NBA. We didn't have a lot of brothers in the NBA. The John Thompson, K.C. Jones, the Bill Russell, Can you imagine what they went through to play a game that they loved?
Right. And did you see her basketball skills? You know, she has 2 Guinness Book of Records for dribbling the most basketballs simultaneously at the same time. She can hoop like nobody's business. I also saw her shoot basketball. She can dribble and shoot, you know. And so And she enjoys mathematics, too. So it's like she's a Renaissance woman, like a Paul Robeson's great-great-granddaughter or something, you know.
Right. But you have to realize this, guys. Everything that we do, whether it's talking, blinking your eyes, moving around, it's all math and science.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have to understand sodium and potassium above your muscle line, where ions exchange positions for us to move, to talk.
Right.
Right. You know, we are science.
Right.
And we, and just not her, or fictitiously Akilah the Bee, there are plenty of them out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just in exposure or the opportunity.
Right.
Let's not forget the little guy who is 16 years old that's going to college.
Mm-hmm.
That turned down Yale, turned down Harvard. And you know, this is a promo for me. That went to Florida A&M, or will be going to Florida A&M.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Excellent. Well, Florida A&M, they should reach out to her because Southern offered her a scholarship and LSU offered her one and some other place. So hopefully FAMU can offer
the
Leah Avant-Garde scholarship, you know?
Yeah. Go ahead and set her up to come on in. She's probably smart enough to come on in now. But the only disadvantage I feel, it's like this kid, you're 16 years old, and you really can't enjoy college. For one, you're young.
Yeah.
Too young.
Right.
And you don't be exposed to the element of what college introduces you to.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem part.
Right.
You got kids that may have flirted with it in high school, they get where they have no one over their shoulder.
Right.
So I'm hoping mom and dad is there to kind of protect him.
Yeah.
And when he, you know, and I love our goddess in the world. And someone can make you do a handstand when you don't even have no hands.
Right.
How about that, girl? Some goddess.
I just got that.
Yeah.
We said, look, mom, no hands.
No hands. To do a handstand with no hands.
Yeah, I bet.
But again, this
show how they suspended that game yesterday, Andrew, you was talking about.
What was that, Adam Carr?
They resumed the game today.
Yeah. About the baseball, the shooting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, they got to make their money. They got to get those games in. But you know what? We've always been good. Let's get with that young lady. We've always been good. We've always had to be better than good in order to get things. How many kids you may have grown up with that were so smart that if they had a little bit more direction, a little bit more coaching, they could have been everything they've wanted and even more? How many smart kids have been in your class that made the left turn at the corner when they should have turned right?
Oh, yeah.
And not make
it.
But all we need is that village. Where is that village that we talk about? We scared to even interject something. But most of the time, when we try to put the village mentality, everybody's not playing by the rules. Some people in the village for all reasons. For their gains instead of the gain of everybody. So we're fighting ourselves. That's what they want us to do. But we must put the stereotypes to the side, create kids like this kid. We could probably dominate spelling bees forever. What inspired her? I would love to know. Was it Akilah the Bee? That's one of them good movies. One of those feel-good movies when you watch Aquila the Bee.
And sometimes it's just curiosity because I read an article because the father, he was looking at something, and it may have been the movie Aquila the Bee, it may have been something else, but he said, he said, can you spell this word? And she ended up spelling the word, and it took off from there. So just out of his curiosity about his child, he mm-hmm. asked her a question or challenged her, and she took off. So, you know, we have to be
right.
curious about our children's talents and gifts that they may have. You know, we just can't let things happen sometimes. We have to put a challenge in certain areas and see how they do it and see where it goes from there. So just by him asking that question, we're talking about her right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that you mentioned Southern and LSU offering her something. But
Probably.
She's right there from Harvey, Louisiana.
Yeah, right outside New Orleans, right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Dylan
right.
said they're going to offer us.
Oh, yeah. Why not? Why miss out? Xavier?
Mm-hmm.
Grambling?
Yeah.
Everybody off the IT corridor. TSU. BAMU. Alabama State, anybody, Howard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've
yeah,
always so been to get the best of our own kids.
Yeah.
And it's to each his own. I understand that. But, again, I look back when we didn't have choices, some of the people that taught us were some of the most brilliant minds in the world. And now that I've been in Dallas, I can tell you about Otis Boykin, who was a product of Dallas Public Schools, went to Booker T. It was no question. When you heard Booker T, George Washington, Booker T. Washington, Abraham Lincoln, John F. Kennedy, knew where those schools were.
Who's Otis Boykin?
He was a black inventor from Dallas, Texas, came up with the pacemaker.
Oh, man.
He also
was
the person responsible for putting the configurations for guided missiles.
Oh, wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
A black man.
Yeah.
From Dallas.
Yeah.
But you don't hear about that.
No.
You
want to
hear the CEO of Virgin Records going into space.
Yeah.
He wasn't there long. He went up there, went out of the atmosphere, and came back. And everybody was questioning how when they did the reentry, he had a certain window they had to be in. So his pilot was a bad boy.
Uh-huh.
He got back in the atmosphere. And they were able to go ahead and land. But why can't we be the ones? We go up in the atmosphere. We go and dock on Mars, Venus, Saturn. Well, Saturn too high. But all those places. And I'm sure the booster rocket, a brother or sister probably had their hand in that.
Oh,
and that's why I'm so upset. Every time I think about hidden figures, three sisters that made a difference for NASA. And what was the astronaut? Was that John Glenn? One of them.
John Glenn.
Before he even died, he could have said something about that. Nobody even said anything. And here we are shocked when the movie come out. Can you imagine Ms. Johnson and all of them? The accolades they could have received knowing that they were putting people in space,
right.
Being the physicist, being the geophysicist, whatever it took, having the mindset, being an engineer. They didn't want to tell you that.
Right.
That's why I constantly say we talk about his story instead of getting the
right.
true history of this country.
Right.
These ladies, she's 90-something years old, and her story is being told.
Yeah.
One step for mankind, one giant step for whatever he said. Right. But you can't say that three black women helped now. How many untold stories are like that?
Right.
And you said Cadillacs. We probably invented the Cadillac. That's what we ended up buying a lot of.
Well, you know, you knew about the Patterson Greenfield car company, the black-owned car company. You know about that, right?
Say it again. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
You know about the Patterson Greenfield car manufacturing company, the black-owned car manufacturing company that was in existence from the late 1800s up until the Depression. They put the first buses on the streets of Cincinnati. Their cars outcompeted the Ford cars at that time. And Mr. Ford, I forgot his first name, but he complimented the Patterson Greenfield car.
Ford.
Yes.
But I'm just saying, look, even with the cotton got so tired of picking cottons where your finger was with all them spurs in there from picking cotton.
Right.
Eli Whitley came up with the cotton gin.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we tired of getting our fingers, getting all the blood on the cotton. We're going to find a way to get this cotton. We're picking it.
Right.
So we're responsible for I'm going to get real country on you, for a ton of inventions, but we just got tired of working. You know, we're going to work smarter, not harder. I don't care what generation. We're going to find a way to make it easier. That's just our nature.
Right.
Yeah. And Henry Ford, he want to take credit. But that we know. And Eric, let me take you way back. You know Ben Franklin wasn't flying no kite in the rain. Y'all know that. You don't take a historian to tell you. They scared of lightning just like I am. Everybody else flying the kite. And Alexander Graham Bell, he didn't tie lines from one city to the next.
Right.
And the brother on the other end talking about, hello? Hello?
They've come to some research to say that they were, in terms of the pyramids, which were built centuries ago, they're finding evidence that they were actually using electricity within inside of the pyramids.
Correct.
Man.
Well, there's a lot. There's so much out there. So much out there.
Yeah.
We know we contributed so much to build this country. And remember, there was a time where there were whites and then there were blacks. And then we had affirmative action, Clarence Thomas, good morning, that we forgot about. Got us in these positions because of affirmative action.
Right.
And then they started changing the slope where we were the minorities.
Right.
And they moved the white women above us. All right, so we stay slowly moving down, and then the sisters got a break because you know what they feared of us. Things were not the same since Mandingo went to see Miss Susan. Y'all got to follow me on that one.
Oh, yeah.
When Max went down, he went up. Mandingo went to the big house.
Right.
Man.
And Miss Susie didn't like that. So that was the beginning of the demise. And we look at Ruth, they told us what they wanted us to see.
Mm.
But when they got, and now that's why I can't even look at Rifleman no more. Chuck Connor went down there. I can't even look at him. Yeah, I'm mad with Lucas McCain. I'm mad with him. Been mad with him a long time. But I know it's a movie, but I'm still mad with Lucas. But that's how things work. They wanted to go down. They wanted to get the biggest bull, as they say, and the biggest young lady to create big kids to work.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't ask for half of the stuff that we received then at all. But we made a difference. and we tried to work smarter and not harder. Like I said, we put our fingerprint on a lot of things in this country, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't get credit for them.
So from this young lady, Zalia Avant-Garde, how can the black community, what should we do next with this? Should we try to encourage more groups to start spelling bee competitions or math competitions, or try to support her individually? Where should we take this, you all think?
Well, the direction that we should go in is making sure that our kids are equipped. Half of the things that we know today is based on 20, how many letters in the alphabet? See, I had to make you think about it.
Is it 22 letters?
Could be 26. I don't know.
Yeah, I
but
don't
the foundation.
Right,
I know Harold looking for us.
What? Y'all just playing with these people. Y'all know how many it is.
You got me. It might be 22. I'm saying 22.
27.
And how you saying?
27. Okay.
It's either 26 or 23.
Okay.
27.
But that's the foundation.
Uh-huh.
Once you have your ABCs, there's no more letters that you can add to words.
Mm-hmm.
Once you learn base 9, 0 to 9, is there any other numbers more from 0 to 9?
Of course.
You start over 26.
26.
It's 26 letters.
26. That's not counting the Greek.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, that was the foundation to what we learned. And what we learned is the whole thing. The most I could learn was
three, though, Andrew.
Huh?
Originally, it was 23.
Uh-huh. What three did they add?
Three letters have been added from Old English. The J, the U, and the W.
Thank you.
J and U added in the 18th century, while W assumed the status of an independent letter.
Wow. I'm glad it added a W, because that show, I wouldn't have a last name without a W. So those 26 letters, Harold, that we all learned, our generation, and a couple of generations before us, and the base 9 from 0 to 9, after you've learned that, that is your foundation. And we don't learn any more numbers. We learn what to do with those numbers. And those letters, we put them in all kind of combinations in
mm-hmm.
order to create numbers, adjectives, nouns. So, again, we are equipped as 5-year-olds. It's just that we build on it. So you say, what do? We make sure our kids have that foundation. It's the exposure that will keep our kids going. If you keep just talk without reading, it is no excuse now. Think about our generation. We had to go to the library. Mom and dad had to scuffle to buy an encyclopedia. Whether it's World Book, Harold and them had Britannica. They're the other black folks from upside down. They had Britannica.
Well, yeah.
Right?
You
and then when we had insurance, it wasn't no Allstate for us. We had the little man that came with the big book. That's all I said. Mama, why is book so big? He had every insurance person in the neighborhood. He'd walk and eat. He'd eat at everybody's house. Sat down. You gave him $2 or $3 a week, a month, or whatever it was, to find out, especially when my great-grandparents passed, the maturity of those things were not even big. And they got bought out by different companies. But Atlanta Life, I think they're still one of the largest black, independently owned insurance company out of Atlanta, Georgia, Atlanta Life.
Mm-hmm. And you got North Carolina Mutual is another one.
Okay. And I don't know if there's any in Texas.
First National.
Or State Farm, Geico, what's the other mutual? Liberty Mutual. See, it's options now. They realize they can make a lot of money. That insurance industry is so lucrative.
Mm-hmm.
Very lucrative. Where you could, you know, make tons of money. And they still charge you with your deductible. Most non-collision, 500. Everybody shoot for the 500. Now, they snuck and charge you 501. So I had to make a change. Made the sacrifice on the front end, get it down to 250.
Yeah.
But they're all in the same racket together.
Right.
Everybody gets a piece of pie. But, Eric, I want to touch on what you had mentioned, folks. Again, welcome to the world according to Drew. I'm Andrew Wiggum live from Studio A this morning. I have Eric and Harold riding shotgun this morning. The question you asked, what do we do? How do we go about it? We just make sure our kids are exposed.
Mm-hmm.
We look at Lita B. That may have inspired her. And now we have a young lady that's not on the big screen, that has a story to tell, and maybe they could be her.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, yeah.
Huh? And what is it, Zyla Avante Garde?
Zyla Avant-Garde, as far as I can tell, that's her name, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I would love to see her parents.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw
feel it.
Yeah, I saw
the dad.
Mother,
where's the dad from?
Oh, you got me on that one.
Well, we're gonna find out this morning. I got the research department on. Huh?
He's African.
Okay.
You know, they did homeschooling. Is homeschooling that the black community should look more at, or should we focus on developing our own independent schools, or should we focus on public schools? That's another thing, too, you know, in terms of what type of education should we focus in on, or different types of.
Well, I put it like this. I'm all about socialization. That's just me. I'm speaking for myself. I've seen some kids that do homeschool, and it's not for everybody. You set up your curriculum, you go through things. I think it's a little bit more added pressure when you're the only one in the room or four kids. That's just me. I mean, it's not a reflection of the people who own what I do. I just feel it's all about socialization because sometimes when you do all the isolation, when you go with these companies, you have to have some social skills. Mm-hmm. And they try to do social skills might be 10 people. And Eric, they have a station out here, Homeschool Association, where they'll take the three kids at one house or each house.
Right.
And they'll form,
exactly, like,
sports teams.
Right. Right.
They have been doing that. So that gives them some of a socialization aspect.
Right.
But most of them are introverts. I've seen a few that have been very outgoing.
Uh-huh.
And when you go from places of classroom size of 4 and 5, say 10 at the most, they go to these huge universities, over 100,000 students, and some of them can't cope.
Okay.
Because of the numbers. I'm not saying they can't cope academically.
Uh-huh.
They just cope with the big numbers.
Right.
When they go to a football game, they may play other schools, but it might be that same 15, 20 parents that's supporting them every week. Now you go to the University of Texas or LSU, you got over 100,000 people.
Now I heard somewhere that they can participate in the local high school athletic activities. Have you heard anything about that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Texas is part of UIL, And actually, when my son was in high school, they played some homeschool kids.
Oh, okay.
And it
wow,
might be
so the homeschool children have their own team, huh?
Yes, they do.
Oh, I didn't know it was like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you find as if you up with sports, you find a few ringers that can really play.
Right, right.
But at home, you know, they got somebody because his mama was the PE coach, daddy was the principal.
Right.
And couldn't find a basket if they were sitting on it. So, you know, one of them situations. But field
right.
teams, and they'll play like the smaller single-A schools. Around here is a little town called Palmer, Texas. Harold down 45. That's like a single-A.
Yep.
They'll play those schools and some private schools.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have it. And I applaud them for at least try to ground the kids out.
Right, right.
You know, give them some relief. Because in their curriculum, they still supposed to give them, like, PE time.
Right, okay.
As well.
Right, right.
But was it Zyla? I mean, congratulations.
Uh-huh.
Unbelievable. You know, right now, there's some parents that are envious, and y'all ride along with me. Excuse me, I don't bite my tongue, but I'm going to let y'all think this morning that right now when she won that, they're probably throwing the books at the kid because you can't let her win. And we saw that in Super the Beat. How are you going to let her win? You can't let her win. And it's people who really feel like that.
Right, right.
I tell you, the God that I serve is a great God that is able to give us that understanding. You know, it hadn't been best time for us as a whole. But what's between the ears, he told my kids and other kids that I speak to.
Right.
It can take a lot from you, but they can never take what's between your ears.
Right.
So you get it. You learn. You take it. Then you can be the spelling bee champion. But in the movie with Aquila, inspired a lot of kids to take foreign languages, learn the spelling words. Because, you know, they build a foundation. Spelling words, you can call that a lifetime. Plenty of them.
Right. Right.
And it kept you sharp because you read it out, and then it's bad when the parent can't spell and the parent can't read.
Right.
Like the guy in the movie. I know it was fictitious, but it was a lot of truth to it. He said whatever the word was, then he going to show her the word. Somehow, how you say this? You know, I'm laughing about it, but it's a lot of truth to that.
Right.
So, for those parents with kids, hell, they even talked about playing Beethoven for the kids. When these moms are carrying their babies, play classical music to kind of soothe the baby, you know, and get them going so they can think on notes, analytical. Because everybody, that's why everybody can't be a musician. That side of their brain ain't working to pick up notes. I bet a little girl probably can play a piano, play something.
Well, you know, in terms of musicianship skill, a lot of people feel that jazz is more difficult to play than classical because in classical music, you're directed what to play. You know, it's on pen and paper what note you should play. But in terms of jazz, it's improvisational. A lot of times, you have to know how to read music, but in terms of improvisation, freestyle, you have to come up with your own notes and the rhythm inside your mind without someone directing you what to play next and what to do next. You have to come up with your own God-given ability to do that. And they said many classical musicians, they have difficulty playing jazz because they can't improvise. They're used to being directed what to play, when to play it, and it's on paper. But in jazz, many times now you have to read what's in front of you, but you have to come up with your own thoughts, you know.
But remember,
and that involves mathematics.
Right. And, you know, we've always had the aptitude to do it. You know,
right.
we can speak with the best kings and queens in this country.
Mm.
We've always had to be better than good. That's what I was talking.
Right.
You have to be better than good. But here's
right.
the thing. When you play music, that left side of your brain is what's controlling that.
Mm.
See, you get all that when you're coming up. There's some kids
right.
and some individuals that can play piano by ear. That's what we should call it, by ear.
Right. Yeah, that's phenomenal.
And can't read a lick of music. Can't read
right.
it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But that special person is that the one that can play by ear and music. Then you got something.
Right.
You got something
yeah.
special. But we've been doing that. Think about all the churches we've been to growing up. I know Harold from church. They say their instrument is their voice.
Right.
That's what I heard of the Church of Christ.
That's right. what they say.
Okay,
they don't play
yeah,
instruments at all. Is that right? The Church of Christ, they don't
now,
play instruments?
I'll jump on me quick.
No.
But I'm saying you go to churches that have musicians that can't read a lick.
You're right. Yeah.
But they can make that piano talk, make that organ talk.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift that they have. Take that gift
right.
and put formal training with it, then you got it going on. Look at Alicia
yeah.
Keys, classical piano that can do what she does. How about the little young lady now? What's the little girl name? Cute little girl that play. Maybe somebody will tell us. I can't think of her name. But
okay.
she was listening to mom and dad and picked up the piano. She loved Alicia Keys. I can't say. Harold, can you?
I don't know
face.
Which one.
There's so many good ones. I'm trying to think of her name, Lord Jesus. If somebody out there, let me know. Little cute little girl.
Really? What kind of music does she play?
R&B.
R&B? Okay.
She loves Alicia Keys.
Okay.
See if I can find her. It's not her. The kids love her.
Yeah, I heard. There's a musician called her. Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, I learned about that from my daughter.
Yeah, it's not her. It is her.
It
looks like her.
Okay.
Yeah. Just picked up the gift.
Good, too.
Picked up the gift. Because I think her mother's Asian.
Oh, really?
If I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
But the kids that are, I mean, tickling those ivory keys. Just unbelievable.
Well, you know, this time next week, we're going to be talking about another protege, and that's going to be Simone Biles in gymnastics, you know?
Oh, yeah.
The Olympics.
But you know what? They still don't want to give they want Mary Lou Redden and all that. They put so much pressure on this little young lady. I just hope she continues on, win the gold.
Yeah.
She should be decorated as the best gymnast of all time. You know, I love Gabby Douglas.
Yeah.
I love Gabby Douglas, but it's, you know, it's there are times that you have to. He's training, he's getting better. I don't know if Simone, was she caught up anything with that guy? That guy that was just abusing those little girls?
Yeah. I think she was caught up in that. The
was or was?
The medical doctor. She was.
Yeah.
WAS.
And they know, they've been, that's been going on for a while. But they allowed it to go on. And that's sad. Taking advantage of little teenage girls.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just being a realistic person here. Had he had a tan, had that tan they couldn't stand, you know he would have been all
fucked up. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they he was helping my daughter recover.
Yeah, they've been in the firing squad by now. Yeah, they would have had him in the firing squad, you know.
He'd have been 6 foot under by now. He would have been a member. And that's just how things are. It's a very unfortunate. But you're taking advantage of these little girls.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
yeah.
They say the particular procedure that he used was the correct procedure for getting that muscle to relax where they do all these stretches and what do you say, split. But he was doing it for his satisfaction.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, man.
Had it been someone else, they'd have rung him up plenty of years. And people, if you don't know what rung up means, hey, I went straight on you for a minute. They'd have rung him up. Y'all find that. Go to Urban Dictionary. Ring him up. Rung him up.
Ring
quickly.
Ring him up.
I get like you ring up your groceries.
Yeah.
Scan them out. They don't put numbers in. Yeah. Yeah, he'd have been gone. And he had a little color to him. But that's
she's out of Texas, too, isn't she? She's out of Texas, isn't she? Simone.
Which one?
Simone Biles. Isn't she out of Texas?
I'm not quite sure.
I believe she's out of Houston.
Okay.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, big
so
things come out of Texas.
She says she knows she has a target on her back.
Let's check this out.
Yeah, she knows.
She was born in Ohio. I don't know where she's living now.
Yeah, Texas.
She said her education is the University of the People.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah?
Okay. I mean, that's what they got on online.
Right. Yeah, you know, so.
She had some boyfriend, I think he played for the Ravens.
Yeah, played football.
Yeah.
Oh, did you hear about the football player, what's the guy's name, the cornerback, who ended up breaking into a house and was depressed?
Richard Sherman.
Yeah, it's sad what he's going through. I think too many hits to the brain, concussions, I think, to hit him.
Yeah. And that may get him off. He might have to... The concussion, whatever they call it, concussion.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, any good lawyer, they're going to use. I mean,
yeah.
I don't have to be facing to tell y'all that one.
I think his brain might be getting fried. I think his brain might be getting fried, you know, just too many hits.
Yeah. And you know what? He's not the only one. There are a lot of things. I was looking at something the other night. Sean Gale, I don't know if you remember him. He was a big-time player with the Chicago Bears when they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
And his girlfriend that was carrying his baby got murdered.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And they found some women that were that did the shooting, but they were in love with him.
Mm-hmm.
As the officers say, he had a few irons in the fire. And she was carrying his child. And they shot her at cold-blooded murder.
Wow.
So, you know, with this, I'm trying to think of the name. I got it in my head. I got so much in my head this morning. With that brain injury. These guys are really suffering. And I think when I really noticed was when Tony Dorsett, they were saying, they were finding Tony, got a little too far from me, where they finding him up the street. He didn't even know where he was.
Really? Wow. That's terrible. Wow. Man.
And then I know some guys that have had that knock, but they had the knock before it was diagnosed. They come up and he signed his name on their own contract. That's sad. We talked about Dexter Manley this morning. But there are other guys out there.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm saying, after degree, from Oklahoma State, but they find him sneaking in a school in Houston trying to learn how to read and write.
Oh, yeah. Right, yeah.
So the system failed him. But I also, I'm going to go on a limb with this. I fought his parents. He's the biggest cuss that you can find that can find the linebacker, I mean, find the quarterback with no problem.
Right.
His abilities and his capabilities with his mind to not even recognize his own piece of paper.
Right.
And he's not the only one.
Well, you know.
You know, I'm just impressed. There's a guy named Gary Anderson. You can look him up from Arkansas. One of the most talented running backs ever in the history of the game. Ever.
Right.
But the boy couldn't even see.
Wow.
Somebody said his name and he didn't even know, he didn't even recognize it was a thing.
Wow.
Okay. Hey, that's my name. That's sad.
Well, that's my concern about the legalization of marijuana. You know, how much damage are we going to be looking at for people, you know, just dealing with recreational marijuana, you know?
Well, if you legalize it, I think, too, that they're going to try to cut it. You get an ounce, you're going to try to make it 2 ounces. How many securities that's going to be on it? We don't think about the other side, the dark side of it. And who you putting out of business? You know, all the weed on the street now, we don't own a plane, we don't own a train, we don't own trucking. See, all those transportation is getting this stuff in this country. And then we're competing against each other in our own neighborhood. You know, if you got all that, can I get a black Mercedes? I got it. If that's what you want. But no, we had to get a gold-plated Mercedes. Gold Jaguar. A gold Hummer. And you're drawing attention to yourself. The kids. You're influencing kids in the wrong fashion. They want to be like Rapolo. Any name. And then they learn. They start out street hustling. Then they get a little money. Then I never earn a piece. They out there shoot. Not knowing they want to take them out because they climbing too fast. And we have to get past that. You know, and I knew some friends growing up. Man, they were making, they were cutting cocaine. And I grabbed one of my boys, and now he's a chemist. Because I told him, man, if you can cut all that, would you put that thing to the good use? And he went on and kept
it. Oh, beautiful. You're quite an infant. God blessed you to bless him. That's a beautiful story.
Yeah, well, I mean, but it was my boy. And he was, I mean, he was in the same. I'm telling you, I am the answer to a mother's prayer. I could have made a lot of bad turns in my life. But I figured I couldn't hurt my grandparents. That's just me. And definitely hurt my parents. Because when I got a whipping, everybody whipped me. If I did something wrong, everybody. And the worst auntie that was shaking, she wouldn't even hit you. That was the worst. My roller was shaking. Man, I couldn't take that. But we have talent, and what I'm trying to say, folks, that we are so talented in so many ways. And if we use these in a positive fashion, we not only will help mankind, we can help our kind and any kind. And teach our kids the good things, to learn how to be a spelling queen or a spelling king. Look, we can make x-ray machines. We can make missile devices that help guide them. We can be the oldest boy. We hear about health. But how many people, Dr. Daniel Hale Williams, I've been in medicine all my life, and you can't find him in the books that we read in. Charles Truth created the blood bank. How many Red Cross? What the Red Cross when they get blood? What they put it in? Refrigeration.
Oh.
A brush. Do you think they even say thank you, Charles Drew, for what you've done?
Right.
That's what we say. We put stuff together. And most recently when we talked about Black Wall Street.
Right.
Self-sufficient.
And another thing, I think we need to get to whatever scale possible, get into TV production or movie production so that we can make movies about the individuals that you just talked about. You know, they say you can start making movies from just your cell phone and move on up, you know, to more higher technical equipment. But we need to learn about how to use whatever technology we have in our hands with a cell phone and start making movies.
Right.
The people you just mentioned.
Well, they don't make look quick movies in TikTok, but you're talking about the Ron Hardy and Will Packer. See? They got it. The Tyler Perry. Yeah. But how many Tyler Perrys are out there in the world waiting for their opportunity? They have with Tyler Perry that they can make a movie for cheap.
Yeah,
put street on cheap, not cheaper.
Yeah,
but cheap.
Yeah,
they that they have Hollywood for the actors in Atlanta, Georgia, Fort McPherson.
Right.
If you ever know, right there in East Point, Georgia.
Right.
You got to know Atlanta to know East Point.
I just encourage the brothers to stay out of wearing dresses, though, like Madea and all that kind of carrying on. But, you know.
Say it again.
I just encourage the brothers to stay out of wearing dresses like Madea and Lil Nas X and all this kind of stuff. But, you know, they'll definitely go out there and learn those movie-making production skills, you know.
Right. But, you know, Madea got him going now. And did you hear the story how Madea came into fruition?
No.
He had an actress that didn't show up.
Oh, okay.
So he put it on, and it was a big hit, and that got him to the top. You know, that's and Eric and Harold, that's my recipe in life. You know what? We can make lemons and turn it into lemonade. Just so it's sour. It can become a sweet thing, a sweet deal. See, we've
so
always
he
been
bought
able
a military base. Did you say he bought a military base for his movie production facility?
They haven't used Fort McPherson in years. I know over 30 years, probably. So he bought Delta Airlines Old Reservation Center. That was his first studio.
Right.
And then they have some other production studios off of 85 down south in the city of Atlanta. He actually has this in the city, right in the core, right as you pass Maynard Jackson Hartsfield International going north.
Right.
And I hate to see what's going to happen with them now that Keisha Bottoms is gone. Maynard Jackson made... They say over hundreds and hundreds, I can't tell you the number, but hundreds of black millionaires, contract companies, were building Hartsfield International. When they were doing the minority contracts, along with, because Turner is big. Turner is one of your larger construction companies.
Right.
And they everywhere. They are everywhere. And some of the companies got in to start minority-owned businesses. Got started. And now the city wants it back. They've been trying to fight with the city of Atlanta on it, but they want to privatize the international.
The state
the world business. Can you believe it?
Yes.
So they understand that the revenue attached to that. But hey, guys, as we wind things down, the first thing we're going to touch on next week at the SWAC, and I, all you are listening that follow the SWAC with Grambling Southern this weekend, Texas Southern Prairie View out here in Mississippi Valley, Alcorn, South there, Jackson State, we coming. And I posted on the SWAC page, we ready. Like them kids, we are ready. We are ready. We are ready.
They're ready.
Okay. So get on board. We're going to talk SWAC next week. Harold, so go and do your homework. We're going to be ready. And we're going
right.
Okay.
We're going to disclose some SWAC things that you didn't know. Who used
all
to
right.
dominate.
Right.
So it's been a pleasure, gentlemen. Been a pleasure. Go through and listen. I hope that we gain something from today. And don't be shy because this is your platform. If there's things going on in your neighborhood, we want you to get it out so we'll know because there can't be any me without Harold and Eric, as always, man. Thank you. Thank
God
you for bringing up about the spelling queen. She is the spelling
queen.
Yeah, and basketball. She was dribbling three basketballs. Some of us can't even dribble one.
Right.
So we appreciate you guys for what you do. I tell you, you make my job that much more easier. I tell you,
well,
I
thank
enjoy.
You for blessing us.
All right, my
pleasure.
Bless me. All right, you too. As we wind things down, Harold, another day in the books.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you. We got to get together. And whatever you do, don't fly the kite for Ben Franklin. Too late. Too late. All right, man. We're out of here. Don't forget, we'll be back next week. Same bad time, same bad channel. And I want to leave you on this on the way out. Never change to ever come. I'm out. Peace.